Hey, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're on the air. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Camille. Today we have another guest. Today's December 22nd, by the way. I think it's a Thursday. I don't know. It seems like the week just flies past. At any rate, our topic today is how to create sales, do businesses, and keep faith in God. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Joel Rocky. He's a business creator who made countless opportunities happen. He created a successful real estate career beginning in the immediate aftermath of the recession of 2009. Over the years, he has seen people live and work from a wide array of vantage points. Currently, he operates multiple rental, flip, rent-to-own, and networking companies on a professional level. In the unpaid arenas of life, he runs the podcast Father and Joe, where they both attempt to return individuals to a place of faith in their lives. He's also left his podcast link. Okay, it's on apple.com, and it's called Father and Joe. All right, so let's go ahead and get this interview started.
Yes, well, thank you for having me.
Hi, Joe. Okay,
hello.
It's a pleasure. I'm happy to have you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can. I can hear you very, very well. Yes, thank you so much. Okay, I want to go ahead and start our interview. So how do you sell better?
So whenever we're thinking about sales, you need to start with the full component of what a true sale is. And to give all of your listeners, think of like a donut shop. There's three major components you have to do. The first is you have to get people who want to come inside of your donut shop. You then have to be able to have an exchange of money for the actual goods, and then part three being they have to like the donuts. So whenever we're looking about how do we make sales better, you have to look at all three of those components. So if you are only good at one of the three, making very good donuts, but no one comes in to buy them, well, then your bakery is not going to last very long. So the first thing that we need to do to become better at sales is to become honest with ourselves. And that's going to be a very important step that is a challenge for most individuals out there just as a basic statement. So when we look at what skills do we need to have, what personality traits are desirable, they're actually different for each one of those phases of the sales process. So there is no individual who's going to be like the best salesperson ever who can do all three. And what ultimately ends up being needed is a team. You know, there is a personality type that is much better at doing prospecting to get people into your shop, whether that be, in your case, getting people on your calendar so you can go and do direct calls with them, whether it be literally marketing to get people to show up to a retail location. That's the first step. The second step is, do we have the personality that wants to be in front of people and talking to each other? And you can see how this is a dynamic shift, because you might be a very big introvert and great at sitting behind a computer and using electronic leads to fill someone's calendar, but that same introvert would not be comfortable sitting in front of random strangers all the time. By definition, that is more of an extrovert's desire. So we see just off the bat of the first two where the difference in sales is. So to answer starting your question, how do we become better at sales? We got to know ourselves first and foremost.
Okay. And then how did you create the businesses?
So going through that exact process, I knew that I was not going to be the kind of person who sat in front of a computer and being able to make it. I just don't have that temperament as a personality. So what I did is I partnered with individuals that do have that. And I specifically focus on the introvert-extrovert thing because That's how it worked. You know, I have a number of partners that we've all created different companies with, that's what they do. They make sure that my calendar is full with people who want to buy our product. And then I also run the management team to make sure that the product we give is solid. That's a different skill set all within itself. It's more in management than sales. But in terms of the sales component, I knew I couldn't do it all, and I found people that wanted to work with me, and we made partnerships.
Good, excellent. And how does the government or courts impact the real estate market?
Oh, it's crazy because, you know, at the end of the day, whenever all of the moratoriums came that you weren't allowed to evict or do foreclosures, it has essentially stalled the entire real estate market right now. And whenever you have a situation, whenever there's not enough supply because people weren't allowed to make new houses and there's just the same normal amount of demand, it creates a default bubble from economics. There's not enough supply, there's too much demand. And inevitably, all of these properties that are sitting still are going to have one of two things happen to them. Either A, they're going to become dilapidated and it'll just decrease the value of every neighborhood, or B, they're all going to get renovated at the same time and there will be way too much supply in the market, which creates the opposite of a bubble, and it creates a really big problem in the real estate world in terms of the value of properties. And essentially this was the cause of the recession 2008, and this is inevitably going to happen. I just read an article from Goldman Sachs trying to argue why it won't happen, but this will happen, and it's going to be a direct result of the both administrations creating this moratorium and continuing it.
Yes. Okay. And then why real estate investing?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, real estate's the most important asset that most people own. You know, at the end of the day, the house tends to be the most important thing, and it's also one of the core things that every individual needs for life, right? You need to have food, water. You need to have a purpose. Most people find that in the profession, but you certainly need somewhere to live. And selling a product that is essential to human beings never goes out of style, and that's one of the reasons that I am personally drawn to the real estate world.
Wonderful. And then what is the importance of failure, even though it's better not to fail?
Yeah, so in terms of failure, I mean, everyone needs to go through it because that's really how you learn. You know, if you're not pushing the envelope in some capacity in terms of trying to be innovative, like I want to create, you know, this bathroom to look crazy awesome and it looks good in my mind, well, I'm never going to know if it works unless I actually put it out there, build it, you know, invest all the time and energy to build it, and then see if it's desirable or not. So the reason I believe that it's essential is because once you're going through the failure process and you have discovered what went wrong, how to diagnose a mistake and figure out how to overcome it, both as an individual and as a business, it's an incredible process that is essential for really all aspects of life, but especially the business world, to learn how to overcome things. And it's also how you find new ground that you might have never gone to. You know, how do we build something better?
Exactly. And then what makes a property or situation worth buying?
So for me, there are some certain individual things with a property that I just do not fix. And for everyone listening out there, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we are the city of three rivers. We also have more bridges than any other county in the world, with the exception of Venice, Italy. So I say that to say we have a lot of hills as a result of that. And one thing that is a requirement but never profitable is making sure that your foundation is good. They are very expensive to fix just because of the terrain that most of our city is built upon. And buying one, you never get your money back because it's a requirement. So for me, I focus much more upon the situation. You know, there is a segment of people out there who sell their properties for reasons other than trying to get the most amount of money. And the majority of people out there will only sell to try to get the most amount of money. That's why you should always go with a real estate agent if that is your goal. However, there is a lot of hassles that go with that. Your house has to meet all of the code. It has to be pretty and presentable. And there are situations in people's lives that they just don't want to do that. You know, you think about a situation where maybe you're out of state, but you just got stuck with your mom's house because she passed away or she wanted to do a nursing home. Well, most of those don't want to get fixed up. They'll take mom's stuff out of it, but that's about it. And then you're not able to sell it through the real estate portal because something of it is not livable. You know, the plumbing isn't working. The power isn't working. Well, those are the kind of properties I buy. And that's what I mean by the situation tends to make it better. Because if I'm working with someone who just wants to get rid of the house because they don't want to deal with the headache, because you do get fined if you don't cut the grass and stuff like that. There's a segment of people out there that really prefers to not have the negative side of it, and the end-all, be-all check at the beginning doesn't really matter. So those are the people I buy from, because whenever you buy a property low enough, it doesn't really matter how good you are or not. If you buy it low enough, it'll work. And that's really where, over the years, I have made my expertise.
Excellent. And then why create a podcast about Jesus or God?
Yeah, so we started Father and Joe back in 2017. And for those that remember that far, mentally capacity was a long time ago. The transition in this country from Obama to Trump was not smooth, to say the least. Basically, the network said you had to either like one or the other. I mean, you weren't allowed to talk to people on the other side. And the reality was most people just flat out didn't care, but that was the way it was portrayed. And when you look at any civilization or culture in human history, and this is going all the way back to recorded history, anytime part of a culture or civilization has discounted and not been willing to communicate with part of its populace, it has always ended in one of three options. Either A, it has a civil war, B, it goes to war with another country, or C, it commits a genocide. And none of those are really happy answers. I did to try to make a difference, and knowing that historical fact, was I paired up with a Catholic priest, because the church has been through a lot. It has seen 2,000 years worth of good ideas and bad ideas. And it was just conversation that started 5 years ago to come out every week about what makes us as individuals better. And that's really where it starts, is it's all relationships. And we focus in three main areas: our relationship that we have with ourselves, the relationships that we have with other people, and then all underneath the umbrella of the relationship that you have with God. So that, to me, we find incredibly vital, because through that, makes you better at every other capacity of life. It makes you a better employee, a better business owner. It makes you a better driver, even though people wouldn't think that. It just makes you better in all capacities once you start realigning yourself through the prism of relationships rather than the prism of what is my dollar and cents worth.
That's excellent. Okay. Thank you so much, Joe. And then I have two more questions. One is, what is your favorite coffee or hot beverage?
In terms of hot stuff, my wife makes a very good custom blend of hot chocolate. I have no idea what's in it, per se. I know
okay.
It has chocolate and vanilla. But it is something that she has made from her Polish traditions since I've known her. And it is awesome.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, excellent. And then last but not least, where can our listeners or audience find you and your podcast?
Yeah, so like I said, the podcast can be found anywhere you can get an audio podcast. That is Father and Joe. Three words, Father and Joe. And if anyone wants to connect on a personal level to discuss how to make themselves better or their businesses better. I have a website. It's called elitebusinessconversations.com. And then inside of there, we set up a quick little 10-minute chat.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you so much for your patience, Joe, and also for all of your expertise on our topic today. And I wish you all the best, and I hope to have you back again also. So thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you very much, and I hope that you guys all have a great day over there.
All right, thank you. Bye for now. Okay, everyone, that was wonderful, Mr. Joe Rocky. Okay, again, he's a business creator. You can tell, right, he's got that wonderful business voice. I really like his voice a lot. And again, he's created a successful real estate career beginning after the recession in 2009. And he does have a podcast. It's Father and Joe. Okay, you can find it. I have the link for the Apple one. And then I'll put in the Business Elite one that he mentioned as well in the description, okay? And last but not least, this episode will be on YouTube, okay? So if there's anything that you've missed, you can find it on YouTube. Coffee Chat with Camille, that's the name of my YouTube channel, okay? So I'm getting it together slowly but surely. No, I'm just kidding. I'm getting it together pretty quickly. But again, that was excellent. We had Joe Rocky. Like I said, he also has a great name. And I want to thank everyone for listening this morning, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening to me and my outstanding guest. I have many more coming up. And I think probably around 5 o'clock today, I'm broadcasting out of California, so I'm on PST time. What I will do is like a quick kind of like trailer to let you all know who my upcoming guests are. But in the meanwhile, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/coffeechatwithcamille, and you'll be able to easily see all the guests that I have going. Coming up, excuse me. And I think I'm booked through January, okay? And I don't tend to say no to any guests. They're more than welcome to say no to me, but I do not do that. I think every message is very important. And if we all share our expertise the way Joe did, Mr. Joe Rocky Jr., I'm sorry, I didn't even put his junior on there. The way he shared his expertise about business, real estate, and God, right? And then prior to him today, it was Kathy Nisbet who shared with us her knowledge about composting. You know, this is just such a wow, having worms in your home, but it makes sense when you think of it in terms of waste management and doing things the natural, holistic way, right? And do things in oneness with Mother Earth and nature, you know, take care of our earth here. It's the only real home we have. But we do need to, you know, like a house. You have to have that. I mean, I don't think I want to be rained on or anything, you know, because weather affects everything. So right now, by the way, in California, it's pretty cold. I don't know. It feels extra cold to me here. And I think in some places I saw that there's probably blizzards. So everyone be careful out there, okay? We do have pretty extreme weather these days. And I feel fortunate that I live in California, but it doesn't mean that something substantial cannot change in our weather here. But I do want to keep this all on the up and up. And again, I hope everyone has a beautiful, outstanding Thursday, December 22nd. A big holiday is coming up here in the U.S. called Christmas. Then some people have Hanukkah. Then some folks have Kwanzaa. Then some folks say, hey, I'm opt out. I'm not going to do any of it to relieve themselves of some stress, you know. But it's great for people who celebrate and who are in the giving mood, spirit, and all that good stuff. But just remember, it comes every year. the same time, same day, correct? So again, we had two magnificent guests. Please, I'm going to keep on asking you folks out there. Don't just listen. No, I want you to listen to the show. Of course I do. But also, please follow the show, okay? I think you may have to sign up and all this other stuff for Blog Talk Radio, but you can go to my website, which is coffeechatwithcamille.com, okay? And then on there, you're more than welcome to leave comments and to listen to all of these episodes. Again, I'm also going to be on YouTube, and then I'm thinking about doing Zoom with a few guests, not every guest, but maybe once a month I may do a Zoom where we're talking face-to-face virtually, right? So I also want to mention that I am very thankful to podmatch.com. Okay, this is one of the affiliates. I want you guys to know podcast.com/join, and I think it's /Camille. But I also will leave that. I think I did. Yeah, I do have it. Other links to check out are World Wide Web. Did you guys know that's what that meant? Forever, I didn't know what that meant. Anyway, join podmatch.com/Camille. Okay? And if you're a podcaster or thinking about it, and you want to get some really awesome guests the way I am, join PodMatch. I cannot do a louder shout out to them. I am absolutely thrilled that I stumbled across them on the internet. And I have had some magnificent guests, including Rocky today, Kathy Nesbitt. In the future here, I'll have on some executive producers on television and comedians and writers, but you name it, they're going to be coming on. And I've already had quite a few on. I had an Emmy Award winner, Vinny Potestivo. I hope I say his name correctly, his last name, but Vinny is a gem. Please listen to his episode. He gives out a lot of wisdom and expertise about how to keep your podcast going, and all kind of tips. I can't, quote him verbatim, but I will say that I really appreciate his episode. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to listen to it again. I like to go back and listen to all my guests because you really do learn something from each of them. I also appreciate them, each of my guests also giving of themselves, right? Like, there's nothing better than selflessness. And so, all of that being said, I am grateful. I'm grateful to have my podcast. I'm thankful for the magnificent guests I have on. I've had authors. I think I had two great authors. One's name was Chancellor Jackson. The other was Damian White. These are authors. One is a poet. The other spent 14 days in jail in Beijing, China. So please check out that episode. He wrote a book about his experience there, right? So please check it out. I'm telling you all. I mean, if I wasn't the one who put this podcast together, I would just be listening to it myself, as a listener somewhere in the world, right? U.S., a proud American here. America has a lot of work to do, socially speaking, but what country doesn't, There's always room for improvement and growth in any and all things we do. And that was part of the message that I appreciated also about Mr. Joe Rocky when he was mentioning about failure, overcoming our failure is what allows us to grow, right? Fail and give up, well, you'll never learn and you'll never be able to move forward, right? So it's best to don't be afraid to test new waters and to grow in a different way. You know, a lot of us have degrees in one field and we're doing something in a completely different field, you know, and a lot of our professions are tech driven. And so we have to adjust, right? So can't walk around in life rigid. We have to be very open, or at least attempt to be as open as we can about all things and all people. All right. Now, that's enough of me preaching. both my guests, they just inspired me. So I really feel thankful. And again, as I said, I feel thankful to all my guests and upcoming as well. I think I have roughly, let me look at my calendar here. All right. So I have Daniel Leese, Guy Morris, Alice C. Paul, Carol Slusky, Julian Hayes II, Mona Ikidionwu, Nikki Bayou, Naranja Nota, Tagrila Gardenia, Andrea Walker Lady, I hope I'm saying her, pronouncing the last name correctly, Mr. Victor Varnado, J.V. Hilliard, and Melissa Watkins, to name a few. So I will have guests on up until January 26th. That'd be season, I believe, 4 and 5. I'm not for certain yet, but we're definitely right now in season 4. Okay? So, everyone, thank you. Thank you for listening. CoffeeChatWithCamille.com. Please follow, share, comment. By the way, we're rated G to the public. In other words, there's no hate, cursing, or swearing anywhere around or on this platform. It doesn't have a place here. But if you have anything you want to say that's positive and supportive of each and all of our guests, please say it, okay? It's very important for me to have support, for me to support others. And what I mean by that is following them, sharing their message, sharing their business, whatever it may be, okay? So for now, I'm going to say goodbye. I don't want to leave you, but I will be back, I promise. And actually, I have a minute left. Let me see something. I will be back, I think, Monday. Monday, December 26th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with Mr. Daniel Leese. Okay, Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas. So I have 90 seconds left right now. So I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Right. Have a great week. Happy holidays to you. And hug and love on your loved ones. Let them know how much you appreciate them. Okay. Bye for now.